You know, we're very funny people. Maybe a strange people. We manage to relive events that happened 2,000 years ago, 2,500 years ago, 3,000, 3,300 years ago, every year on the anniversary, and they come alive as if they just happened yesterday. In fact, that's the secret of the survival of Torah and mitzvahs over so many years, especially the last 2,000 years of Golus, because we're constantly reliving, we're constantly not just telling stories and reminding ourselves, but we literally relive the events. On Hanukkah, though, it's very strange. We relive an event which would seem to be so insignificant. What happened? Or more than 2,000 years ago, in a tkufa where the Beis HaMikdosh and the life of Yadus was threatened in Eretz Yisrael, we managed to have a victory, chase out the Yevonim, and came back to the Beis HaMikdosh and found that all the oil for the menorah was tomei, and they found only one little vessel of oil, enough for one day, and miraculously it burned for 8 days. And we, every year, we're talking over 2,000 years all over the world, each individual, Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, more than even near Ishu Beisoy, we light the menorah to remember that in fact the menorah burnt. And if I were to ask you a question, Marash, what's the big deal? So many years ago in the Beis HaMikdosh, they were able to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah. That's cause for celebration and remembering and reliving thousands of years later. First of all, if it wouldn't have burnt and they had only one measure of oil, then there would have been onus is potter. A person is an onus is potter. He's no chiyuv. He can't help it. We didn't have oil. What could we do? Secondly, when the Sibur is Tomei, then you're permitted to use oil that's not Tohor. So they would have been permitted to do the mitzvah with Tomei oil because the whole Sibur, the whole Beis HaMikdosh was Tomei. But, no. They were able to Kmimakayim the mitzvah. They weren't potter with an oinus. And they were able to do it in its most mehudadik way. That's what we celebrate. Has nothing to do with me. In fact, if I had the time, I would show you that we don't even say the Hallel for the Nes HaMenorah. It's not mentioned in Al-Anisim. All it says, V'dliko Neres V'chasus Kodshecho, the Nes of the Menorah is not mentioned. We don't say Hallel for the Menorah because it didn't happen to us. Because Hallel is only Oshir El Hashem Ki Gomal Olai. I have to have a personal connection to be able to say Hallel. So it happened so long ago. Had nothing to do with us. And we're celebrating it so many years later. Everybody, Mahadrim. What? Let me finish. What's going on over here? The Teretz is there's one lesson over there, Rabbi Yisai. And that's the most critical lesson, maybe one of the most important lessons that we can learn. If we are celebrating from a long time ago the fact that they were able to fulfill a mitzvah in its most mehudadik way, they could have done it in another way, but in its most preferable way, that's so important, that's so significant, that we all celebrate that day, that way today, remind ourselves of that, relive those events, light those candles every day, to tell ourselves, to remind ourselves, do you know how choshuv it is to do one mitzvah? One mitzvah. They were able to do the mitzvah, to do it in its most preferable way, that's worthy that the whole Klal Yisroel, for all the generations that are going to continue to do this, our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, are going to continue to do this. All why? To recognize, to realize the importance of one mitzvah to be fulfilled in its proper way. And I dare say, that's what the Rambam means when he says that you should be very careful with Ner Chanukah, to be mefarsim the Nes, and he says to praise Hashem, ulahoisif b'shevach okel al hanisim she'osolonu. It sounds like that when we recognize the Nes of the Menorah, we can appreciate all the other miracles that took place. Do you know what took place? Ramban says that if not for the Chashmonoim, Torah and Mitzvot would have been forgotten to Klal Yisrael. If not for the Chashmonoim, for their Mesiras Nefesh, for what they did in chasing out the Yevonim, there would be no Torah and Mitzvot there. And that's not true, because the Torah promises us, Lo Shishoch HaBibizaroi. But they're the ones that are responsible. That's what they accomplished. That's the greatest of Nisim. But you know when we appreciate that more? When we appreciate the Chashivus of one Mitzvah. If we appreciate what it means to do a mitzvah in its most preferable way, then there's nothing that's more powerful. That says, wow, Torah, mitzvahs, a life of learning, learning Torah, learning how to do the mitzvahs, observing the mitzvahs. This is the most important thing in the world. Because look how excited, look how much we remember, look how much we're committed to be inspired and re-inspired by the fact that the Klal Yisrael, in fact, was able to be Mekayim one mitzvah in its most preferable way, so many long years ago. So this is really what we're doing. I once heard, actually it was from your great-grandfather, that the following. The Gemara says, at the times of the Romans, when there was a gzeira against learning and teaching Torah, he was teaching barabim. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma comes up to him and says, they're going to kill you. What are you doing? You're putting your life at stake. So he says, Min HaShemayim Yirachemu. Don't worry. Hashem, they'll have mercy on me. I mean, Min HaShemayim. So then he says, no, I'm telling you, Dvarim Shel Tam. I'm telling you, they're going to kill you. What are you doing here? So he says, what's going to be with my Olam Haba? He asks Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. In other words, if they kill me, they'll kill me. But what will I have Olam Haba? So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says to him, "Klu ma'ase yesh biyotcha? Do you have any schus that you should be zoichet Olam Haba?" He says, "Yeah. Once I was a gabbai stalker, and it was on Purim, and I had Purim money and my own money, and they got mixed up, and I gave away all the money." He says, "Oh, ebazoyim ken." He'll be Zeichet Olam Haba. Beinu Shalela. What's going on over here? Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin is giving his life al Kiddush Hashem to teach Torah. He knows that the Romans are going to kill him, and they did. And he's ready to give his life. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma asks him, what's with Olam Haba? He says, do you have a schus for Olam Haba? To a person who's giving his life al Kiddush Hashem like that to teach Torah, you ask him, do you have a schus for Olam Haba? So he says, yeah, I do. You know what it is? I was once a gabbai tzedakah and I had a couple of pennies of my own. Maybe it was a couple of bucks, who knows. And it got mixed up with the tzedakah money. I gave it all away. Oh, Im Kain. The Teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, that sometimes we don't appreciate the chashivas of one mitzvah. You know, we remember every Yom Kippur and every Tisha B'Av, what Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin did. We say the Asor Arugi Malchus. It was a public act. It was a public act. Everyone's going to know. It's a thing that who knows if on some level he was such a giant, but maybe on some ever so slight level it may have been tainted by the fact that it's public and everybody sees it, everybody knows, wow, I'm a big hero, I'm giving my life al Kiddush Hashem. But here he did something that nobody knew, it was nobody's business, it was a little thing, but it was done with such purity, with such shleimus, with such dedication, with such an intent just to worry about doing the mitzvah properly. That was that one mitzvah that the great Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was now assured that he's a Ben Olam Haba, because he did one simple little mitzvah with the most sincerity and purity. Rabbi Yisai, the lesson is very clear. The performance of one mitzvah has a dimension to it. It has a depth to it. It has a schar to it. It has a meaning to it. It does so much for us that we can't possibly imagine. And when we light the Neros Hanukkah, and when we remember what happened, that one mitzvah, they were able to be Mekayim in the most mehudradik way, then we're teaching ourselves and reminding ourselves of that lesson. How important the kiyum, the fulfillment of even one mitzvah. I brought something here that I wanted to leave with your permission for the class. I thought that it's something that would really bring home this point. This is a picture of Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, was the previous Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva. He suffered for many, many years in his life from Parkinson's disease. Shaking like this, terribly shaking. If you would speak to him, you would see it was such a rachmonis what he went through for many, many, many years. Here's a picture. He's trying to light the Chanukah licht. And he's holding, he's lighting it with his right hand. And with his, I don't know if you could see it, with his left fist, he's holding on to stabilize his hand so he should be able to perform the mitzvah. Who knows what kind of schar one gets from sincerely and painfully and with mesiras nefesh, just trying to be able to perform one mitzvah. It has such power. He has such schusim. And this is not the only mitzvah he performed. The man continued to learn day and night, to learn with chavrusas. You meet people all over that say they had a chavrusa with him. Any time a bracha in the yeshiva would ask him to learn with him a chavrusa, he would make a seder with him. And mesiras nefesh, everything he did, he traveled the world to raise money for the Mir Yeshiva, all with the greatest mesiras nefesh. Mesiras nefesh for a mitzvah, even for one small mitzvah like this, is something that we can't even calculate. We can't even estimate. We have no idea. But we should know that if the Klal Yisrael today, thousands of years later, is still commemorating that one mitzvah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, it should teach us a lesson of how much we should appreciate the privilege to be able to do a mitzvah. The thrill that we get from doing a mitzvah, the schar that we get from doing a mitzvah, the benefits that we get from doing one mitzvah, especially when it's done with sincerity, and the more that it's done with difficulty, lefum tsar o agro, the more tsar that a person has when he performs that mitzvah, the greater the schar. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should all, through the hadlokas neiros on Chanukah, to strengthen our own appreciation of the shmiras hamitzvahs and to recognize how much they benefit us, how much schar we get, how privileged we are. Ashreinu mativ chelkeinu, that we were privileged by the Creator Himself to give us the Torah with its tariyat mitzvahs, which are the greatest opportunity for perfecting ourselves and for elevating ourselves, and for Him to be able to give us the greatest schar that's beyond anything what the Chazal referred to, ayin lo yiroas o lekim zul osecho, something that nobody has ever been able to see, nobody could even imagine. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help, we should have that chizuk, and it should be a very positive experience the entire